Hi. Thanks for responding to my email so fast. I know this was kind of sudden. Take a seat. I was looking to speak to you about a few things. In trouble? No, not at all. I'm sorry if it came off that way through my email. I just wanted us to be able to meet with some privacy is all. You've only been here a few months, but you're doing fantastic work. You make life around here so much easier. Ever since we brought you on as my secretary, things have been running silky smooth around here. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this as your boss, but you're easily my favorite employee. Ah, that blush! There's no need to be embarrassed, though I'm happy I have that effect on you. That brings me to what I wanted to talk to you about. Before I say anything, your answer in no way has any effect on your job. If you're not interested, well, I'd be sad, but I promise you nothing here will change. I've noticed lately you've been posting quite a lot of exciting things on your social media. Everything from bars to more intimate gatherings, and it made me realize I haven't really gotten to know you outside of a work setting. Oh no, dear, it's totally okay. You're not posting anything strange or inappropriate. Everything's fine. I did call you that, didn't I? I'm sorry if that made you uncomfortable. It just sort of came out. Anyways, that being said, I brought you here because I was wondering if you'd like to come have dinner at my house this coming weekend. Why? I really enjoy your company. We work so well together here, and I'd like to be able to spend some time with you outside of the office. What do you think? Really? Oh, that makes me so happy to hear. What kind of food is your favorite, if you don't mind me asking? Well, if I'm having such a wonderful guest over, I really have to pull out all the stops. That sounds absolutely divine. Consider it done. Here, I've written down my personal number. Shoot me a text once you're done with work, and we can work out a time and date. I can't wait, love. Oops, slip of the tongue again. I must need a little more coffee. Take care. I'll see you at the 2:30 meeting. I can't believe he said yes! I was so silly to wait until the PI came back to me with his results. Of course he's single. If I knew it was this easy to get him to come over, I would have asked on day one. And that blush. Thinking about what it'd look like is one thing, but seeing it? I can't wait for this weekend. That should be all of the food done. I just need to take this off the grill and the rest out of the oven. I really hope he likes it. I can't even imagine how good it would feel to hear I did a good job with all of this.
Coming!
Welcome! I'm so happy you're here. Thank you. I'm so happy you like this dress. I made sure to dress for the occasion. And you're looking quite handsome yourself, mister. I'm glad to see your salaries being put to good use in the fashion department. You're most welcome. I really do mean it. You have the most lovely blush yet again. But enough about that. Come in. You'll get cold checking me out from out there. Relax, I'm just teasing you a little. Let's go have a seat at the table. Ta-da! Dinner is served. Well, of course I made what you requested. That's why I asked, silly. I even decided to splurge a little on this bottle of red. It's been a while since I've cooked for anyone, so I wanted to make this special. Please, feel free to dig in. I made plenty, so feel free to eat as much as you'd like. So, how have things been lately? That's good. If I'm being honest, I'm just glad I haven't been working you too hard. What do I mean? You do so much for everyone around the office, not just me, even though you're my secretary. We're lucky to have you. To be a little unprofessional for a moment, that's absolutely why you got that raise last week. But seriously, while I have you all to myself, thank you. That all being said, I kind of wanted to talk to you about something. What do I mean? Well, it's a little much. You're just too sweet, Thank you. It means a lot that you're still willing to listen. So I'll just get right to it. Do you remember when I mentioned you going out a lot when I brought you into my office earlier this week? I didn't ask you to come here just because we've never spent time outside of work together. I asked because I'm also incredibly in love with you. I didn't just want to get to know you a little better. I wanted to spend some intimate time together with the hopes that you'd maybe want something more for us as well. You really feel the same way? Then why the hesitation? Is something wrong? Did I overcook the food? Are you uncomfortable? Not good enough for me? You really think that? Dear, look at me. Look into my eyes. You're everything I could ever want. I promise you. You're a hard worker. You take care of others at the drop of a hat. You're smart. You're humble. Not to mention how handsome you are. To be honest, I've spent way too much time getting lost in your eyes or checking out the cute outfits you pick out to wear at work. Just as an aside, I love that red cardigan you wore on Wednesday. But seriously, I don't want anyone else. You're more than good enough. And I want you. I want us to be a couple. To be together. I want to be yours. Is that something you want too? Really? I'm so happy! If we're gonna do this, though, I should be completely open and honest with you, love. Please, don't say that before I tell you what I did. I really wanted to make this happen sooner, but I was scared that you were taken, and I really didn't want to make a scene or make you uncomfortable. So I sort of hired a private investigator to trail you and give me updates on what you've been doing lately. Please say something. The silence is really getting to me, and I... You're flattered? And you don't mind that I just admitted to stalking you? You think it's romantic? Oh, baby, come here. I was so scared. I thought that you'd hate me if I told you the truth, but I didn't want to start a new relationship off on a lie. You're a saint. I love you so, so much. Baby, can I kiss you? Yeah? Okay, here I come. That was everything. I need more. God, doing that after thinking about it for so long, it's absolutely electric. And the way you're holding me makes me feel so good. Let's keep going, please. This might be skipping a few steps. And I know it's our first date and all, but I really want to sleep with you. Yay! Oh, it's going to be perfect. Besides, once we get started, I can really convince you just how badly I want you. Come on, handsome. The bedroom's this way. Sorry, love. I promise next time I'll take your clothes off bit by bit myself. But I had to change a little. In exchange, a little surprise. A dainty white lingerie set, just for you. I bought it after the PI brought me your web history. So I know it's exactly what you want your woman to wear. Doesn't it just fit so right? The way it hugs my curves. The little slit where my pussy is. Don't even get me started on how great my ass looks in this. Now, take my hand, dear. Do you feel that? Can you feel how absolutely soaked I am for you? That's what you do to me every day. Imagining all the things I want to do with you, for you, gets me dripping wet. After you agreed to come here for dinner, I had to start bringing extra pairs of panties to work, even on the days I didn't get to see you as much. So no more talk about how you're not good enough for me okay? I'm absolutely obsessed with you. Good. Now that we've got that settled, please fuck my brains out. I'm going to get on all fours and I want you to absolutely destroy me. I'm a big girl. I can take it. Honestly, it'd make it even better if you spanked my ass a little and pulled my hair. There's no one I trust more. No one I'd rather have fucking railing me into the mattress, Daddy. Oh, fuck. You really liked that, huh? When I called you Daddy? Well then, Daddy, keep going. Just like that, Daddy. Show me exactly how much you love this tight pussy wrapped around you, Daddy. Yes! Fucking pull my hair too, baby! Make me yours. I'd love it when you're rough. This is exactly how I wanted tonight to end. You and me, together in our bed where we belong, with your balls fucking deep in my pussy, fucking my brains out. I've been dreaming about this for weeks. So many lonely nights with my fingers knuckle deep inside of me. Desperate for this. You want to know something else? You own me. Completely. You want this house? It's all yours. A new car? Baby, I'm loaded and set for life, and I want nothing more than to spoil you absolutely rotten. Want me to walk around the house in a slutty little maid outfit? Nothing would make me happier than serving you just the way you deserve. That twitch! You really want this? Then, fucking come inside me. Fill me up with everything you have. I know you're not planning on having kids, so I'm on the pill, but please, mark me as yours. Deep inside, I need it. Come with me. I want to be all yours, Daddy. Put a collar on me. Spank me. Choke me. I don't care. All I want is you deep inside me. Yeah, you're close. Then do it. Fucking come. Come with me. Thank you so much, baby. That was absolutely incredible. I don't think I've ever come that hard before. Was it good for you too? I'll take that as a yes then. Huh? What's wrong? Oh, that? I don't care how much younger you are than me, baby. You're still Daddy. I feel so whole. Finally, with the man of my dreams. The one who I've been falling for over the past few months. It wouldn't feel real, except for my legs are jello. Since you've been so receptive, I have another big ask. Do you want to move in here? Of course I'm serious. I'm head over heels for you. You know that. And this bed is way more than enough for two people. Just think about it, baby. Waking up every morning together. All the home-cooked meals you ever ask for. All the hot fucking sex your body can take. I'll take such good care of you. We never have to be apart. What do you say? Thank you, thank you, thank you! Oh, this is absolutely perfect. I promise I'll treat you like royalty. You won't regret it. I'll keep things normal at work, though. As much as I would totally give you a few more raises, I'm still your boss, and my job is what lets me treat you just right. Thank you for everything. I was worried I was coming on too strong, that you'd be creeped out or scared by how forward and over the top I am. But hearing that it's okay, that you love me too, I'm so incredibly happy. Do you want to spend tonight here? Brilliant! Looks like I'm not the only one who can't walk at that moment. It lets us cuddle together anyway. Good night, baby. I love you.